presented by XFL2K.com. With your host, Tron Hawkins.
I would ask everybody to give a warm welcome to the new head coach and general manager of the XFL franchise in Washington, D.C., Pep Hamilton.
Thank you, Oliver, and good afternoon to everyone. I would like to start by acknowledging my wife, and kids. They're back in Michigan, as you can imagine. We got a lot going on in our household. We got three school-age kids. She's probably preparing to load up the van and go pick them up from school. So I'd like to thank my wife and say thanks for your support. I would also like to thank my friends and family from Howard University that came out to support me on my latest endeavor. You know, I think it's important for me and my family as we transition back to this community that we love so dearly that we have the support and the guidance and leadership that I've always had from my friends and my family. When I first heard about Oliver's appointment as the CEO and commissioner of the XFL, I was immediately intrigued. I've been fortunate, I've been lucky to have had a long-standing relationship with the Luck family. And Oliver has the Midas touch, you know. I think when you talk about a father, you know, who's had all four of his kids graduate from the likes of Stanford and his youngest son is now at Yale, I mean, he's a man of conviction. He's a man that provides great mentorship and leadership. And he's somebody that I consider to be a role model. He made my decision to join the XFL, he made it easy because of the credibility that he has in our profession. I share the vision of Vince McMahon and Oliver in reimagining football, and there is no doubt that their leadership will allow the XFL to have sustained success. It's exciting to have an opportunity to come back to the DMV and be a part of constructing a football franchise. We'll start by hiring an experienced staff and more importantly, hiring guys that don't have the limitations, don't have the mentality that we can't do certain things. We feel like it's important that in reimagining football here in this league, that we take an approach that's a bit different. You know, it's not that it's going to be a non-conventional style of play. It'll be the football you know, but we want to make sure that every second of the game is exciting for the fan and the fan experience. I do look forward to having the opportunity to spearhead putting a football team together. You know, that'll be a new challenge for me. I'll lean heavily on just the mentors and the counterparts that I've gained over the years in my different experiences across the National Football League, as well as in major college football. Football has afforded me opportunities that I would have never imagined as a young boy growing up in Charlotte, North Carolina. But also it allowed me an opportunity to develop and grow as a man at Howard University up on the hilltop. I'm excited to share my experiences and my expertise with the football fans, the football coaches, and the young people in the DMV that share the same passion that I have for the game of football. I think it's important that there is inclusion as we build this franchise. You know, it's my goal to really give the little league coaches, the high school coaches, the coaches that, you know, I've nurtured relationships over the years to give them access to pro football that they wouldn't otherwise have. And I feel like that's going to help our game grow in this community and more importantly, give the young people a perspective that will give them an opportunity to go out and achieve and realize their dreams the way that I have. My plan is to give incentives to the season ticket holders to come and support the franchise, to come to our games and really enjoy the football experience here at Aldi Field and enjoy the experience and, more importantly, put a winning football team out there for the fan base. This is going to be so much fun, and I truly appreciate Mr. Vince McMahon and Oliver for giving me this opportunity. But once again, I want to say thanks to everyone for coming out. You know, it's great to see some familiar faces out in the audience. Kerry Davis, the AD from Howard University, my former roommate, Jay Walker, Senate delegate, you know, coming out to support me, my college advisor, Ms. Karen Hampton. It means a lot that she's still a big part of my life, and she's still here to support me. Our equipment manager from Howard in the back of the room, Papa Lou Jones, he picked me up from the airport when I came on my official visit to Howard University back in 1992. And it's great to have your continued support, and we look forward to fielding a great football team and making sure that the fans here in the D.C. area have a great football experience. With that being said, thanks once again, and I appreciate the opportunity, Oliver. Thank you.
Welcome to this is XFL Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Hawkins. As you heard just now, Pep Hamilton got introduced as the D.C. Coach and general manager. You know, his coaching career is kind of like my personal life. You know, I got a girlfriend now, and she has a son that I pretty much call my own. But there for a while, it's like I was, you know, watching my friends get married, watching my friends have kids. And here I was as a single, you know, 20-something. And I feel like Pep Hamilton kind of the same way, where he was always the bridesmaid, never the bride. You know, he was offensive coordinator under Harbaugh at Stanford. He was offensive coordinator under, I can't remember his name, the Colts coach. I'll think of it later. But he was always the offensive coordinator. He was, you know, always second fiddle. And now this is his chance to do his own thing and be his own boss. And I think that's what's great about the XFL this time around. People like Bob Stoops, you know, doing the college thing again, getting to build his own team. And now Pep Hamilton, you know, finally getting a chance to be a head coach. I'm not saying XFL is a stepping stool, but this might show some of the NFL people like, hey, Pep Hamilton is legit. Pep Hamilton should have had a job from day one. He's already got some support from people like Clem Edwards. He said, let's see what he said here. Pep Hamilton is a very talented young football coach. Pep has the makings of becoming an outstanding head coach. He will do a great job relating to the players. I wish him nothing but success in his new endeavor. He was with Herm Edwards as a Jets assistant under Herm Edwards back in the day. Lavernius Coles also spoke about him. He said, Coach Hamilton is an amazing person with a great personality. Anybody that has ever crossed paths with Pep has loved working with him. I think that's important. You're going to have the young guys playing for you in the XFL, guys that's going to need somebody. I mean, he's not the youngest coach in the world. He's not, you know, a baby like Sean McVay, but he can relate to younger players. So I think that's important in the XFL. Same thing with Bob Stoops. A lot of these guys will be younger players. There's going to be some veterans, but a lot of them will be younger. You know, just got cut for the first time, probably ever in their careers, coming from the NFL and coming to try out for the XFL. They're going to need somebody to relate to him and say, you know what, it's going to be okay. We're going to get the best out of you. I think that's something Pep can do. He can get the best out of people because he's a good young coach. I mean, even Clinton Porter said at the press conference today that to support him because, you know, Clinton Porter is a Washington hero as well. So, I mean, that's something to think about, that this man, not only is he, you know, a good coach, he's also from the area. So, you know, people like Bob Stoops, who is from Norman, Oklahoma, right down the road, from Dallas, well, not on the road, you know, a few hours away, not too far. And then you got Pep coming back home to D.C. You know, they're putting local people in local areas to build that fan base up. And he's going to want what is best for D.C. I think that's a great thing to do. I think it's a great thing to have localized coaching, have somebody from D.C. area. I mean, he went to school at Howard College. He started coaching quarterbacks at Howard, then he was offensive coordinator for Howard from 1999 to 2001. He worked with the Jets as offensive quality control quarterbacks coach for the Jets for a few years. offensive assistant quarterbacks coach at the 49ers, quarterback coach for the Bears, wide receiver coach for Stanford, offensive coordinator for Stanford, and quarterbacks coach for a couple years, offensive coordinator for a few years with the Colts, assistant head coach for offense for Michigan, assistant head coach, and quarterback coach for Michigan. And that's going to be important. This is going to be an offensive league like we talked about before. I mean, there's going to be some defensive coaches hired, like maybe Levitt from Oregon. But he's a quarterback coach that can get the most out of his quarterbacks. I mean, look what he did to Andrew Luck, not only at Stanford for 3 years, but for the Colts 4 years up there. I mean, he spent 7 years with Andrew Luck, and he had one of the top offensive under Pitt Hamilton. He's worked for Herm Edwards. He's worked for Hugh Jackson. He's worked for Mike Nolan, Chip Pagano, that's the coach name, and Lovie Smith. I mean, he's worked with good quarterbacks. That's what Oliver Luck just said. He's worked with quarterbacks that have succeeded. A lot of Michigan fans are acting like they're glad that he took the NFL job and left Michigan. But, I mean, Michigan was a decent team last year. I mean, they could have been in the playoff if they didn't get, you know, demolished by Ohio State. To me, like, they was horrible. I mean, they were in the middle of the road. But they wasn't nothing to sneeze at. I mean, Pep Hamilton was not the problem. I think that whole organization under Harbaugh is the problem. He's a native of Charlotte, North Carolina. He graduated from West Charlotte High School. Hamilton played quarterback from 93 to 96 at Howard University in D.C. While at Howard, Hamilton earned the team's Scholar Athlete Award from 95 to 96. You know, Howard's not one of those universities you want to, you know, that's going to breed an NFL quarterback. So he kind of knew after he got out of Howard that he was going to be, you know, probably coaching. Hamilton started coaching at Howard. He served the team quarterback coach before becoming the team offensive coordinator. Hamilton coached in the National Football League for the Jets and San Francisco 49ers before taking a position as quarterbacks coach for the Bears on March 5, 2007. In 2010, Hamilton was hired by the New Mexico Lobos after T. Martin left for the Kentucky Wildcats and was named co-offensive coordinator, however that works, and wide receivers coach. So not only has he worked with the quarterbacks, he's worked with wide receivers too. He knows what to look for in a quarterback, obviously, because he's coached young quarterbacks. So, if he can find somebody that he sees an Andrew Luck top end in the XFL, he's going to know how to use him. He's going to know how to get him to succeed. And I think that's why he's perfect. Like I said in the last episode about Andrew Luck, it's not a coincidence that a guy who has coached Andrew Luck for a good, pretty much the majority of his career is getting hired by his father. He's seen his work close up. I'm sure he's talked to Oliver before. I'm sure they're good friends. I mean, not in a bad way. I'm saying he got the job because of that. I'm just saying Oliver's doing a good thing in picking people that he knows wants to help the XFL succeed. And he even said that in the press conference. He wants to reimagine the game just as anybody else does. So, you know, like I said in the Oliver Luck episode, Oliver Luck, Luck again, who was president there of the athletics, who they play? Bob Stoops in Oklahoma, whose son got coached by Pip Hamilton, Oliver Luck. So I think it's smart for Oliver, and Oliver is probably, like I said before, the best hire Mr. Man's ever done in wrestling, football, anything. This man knows what he's looking for in coaches, which we're going to find out Seattle's coach this Monday. Check out NFL2K.com YouTube page for the pre-show, once again, for the Thursday time. These coaches' announcements will come quick. I'm going to do an episode on each coach and then rank them with a power ranking kind of deal. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great couple of weeks leading up to all these coaches being named. So we've only got a few names out there, like Jim Zorn, who probably going to be Seattle's coach, which we will talk about probably. Probably come out next Wednesday. So check that out. So 2013. However, after Ron Turner left Stanford for the Indianapolis coach, Hamilton left New Mexico before the start of the season to be the wide receiver coach at Stanford under David Shout. I apologize over here. I said he was under Harbaugh at Stanford. He was under Harbaugh at Michigan. He was under David Shout, who's a great coach who I think should be in the XFL too. So watch out for that, maybe LA. Along what he's doing now. Last time I said, I think he's on TV. I apologize for that typo here. Mouth typo. In 2013, Hamilton was named new offensive coordinator for the Colts after OC Bruce Arians left to become the head coach of Arizona. The move reunited Hamilton with his former Stanford starting quarterback, Andrew Luck, tight end Kobe Flinger, and wide receiver Griff Whalen. Hamilton turned down an offer to become the offensive coordinator for Virginia Tech Hokies, citing a desire to be reunited with former protege Andrew Luck. The Raiders interviewed Hamilton in 2014 to replace their coach. However, Jack Del Rio was hired. on coach on 2015 coach fired Hamilton. It's not really Hamilton's fault though. You know, they didn't have any luck for a couple of years there. I mean, when you got your star player, I mean, some people can't turn chicken shit into chicken salad. So I can't really blame Hamilton for that. He was named assistant head coach for the Cleveland Browns in 2016. Hamilton was signed by the Wolverines for a four-year, $4.25 million contract. It was announced on February 5th and 9th that Hamilton had left Michigan and Ben Daniels were taking over. Hamilton had taken an unconfirmed report that Hamilton had taken a position to in the fully launched XFL, coaching the Washington team. The XFL confirmed the hiring on February 21st. I mean, everybody knew it was the worst-kept secret in football. Even the XFL announced it before the press conference even started. So, like I said before, he's a younger coach. He's never had the opportunity to coach. And I think that is the best kind of coach to be looking for in this whole XFL. They even say we're going to mix offensive coordinators with, you know, experienced college head coaches, which he's the type that has had college and NFL experience. So he's the kind of perfect mixture of the two to have in this league. I think he's a good offensive mind, as you've seen with the Colts. Again, it's not a blip. You know, it's not a coincidence how good Andrew Luck played under him at Stanford. He was the reason why Andrew Luck was the first overall pick in the draft, to be honest. He got the guys in the right spot, and he made Andrew Luck a star. I'm sure if you asked Andrew Luck that, he would say Pep Hamilton helped me a whole lot. Of course, David Shaw did too. I think he's a great coach for DC. It's not the sexiest hire. I know it's not the most sudden. I think, like I said before on the Bob Stoops episode, he's the biggest name we're going to get in this whole thing. You know, people like Jim Zorn, probably for Seattle, and Pep Hamilton, not the sexiest names in the world after Bob Stoops, but they're good coaches, and that's what they want. Good coaches get quality play, and that's what they say feels all about is the quality of the play. Do I think, if I'm doing the ranking with coaches, I don't know where Pep Hamilton can be at, but I would say in the middle of the road. Of course, number one is probably going to be Bob Stoops unless they pull something crazy and get Urban Meyer or somebody like that for Tampa or somebody. But, you know, next few months, we're going to see these teams get built in the draft and then the quarterbacks getting picked. We'll see who Hamilton picks to be his quarterback. That's going to be the main thing. Could it be RG3 coming back to D.C.? Could it be a Kaepernick who's at the house? I don't know, probably Tebow either. But who will he get to kind of mold into the Andrew Luck form? You forget that RG3 played for Washington. And who got picked before him? Andrew Luck. I think Bob Stoops might go after Trevor Knight. He's not doing anything. He might go after a Sam Bradford if he gets cut. So it's not a coincidence that this is happening right now and that it's a local thing. Again, they get these local people who knows the community, like Bob Stoops, like Hamilton. They're going to know, you know, who to reach out to. Pep Hamilton said, you know, he wanted to involve rec teams and peewee teams and college teams and high school teams in this whole project to reimagine football. I think it's great because if the XFL can succeed about making this game funner and safer, it's just better for everybody. I mean, you know, at some point, if this league takes off, the NFL is going to take some of these rules and try to make them their own. And that's going to make it better for not just above XFL, but below it too. So I think Pip Hamilton is the perfect person to be the coach of this team because he knows the community and he's going to know how to reach out to the community and say, hey, support us. He even said he wants to have it where people might see, he wants to give incentives to season ticket holders. He wants to make it family friendly. If you go back and listen to my ranking the venues episode, this is the number one stadium to me in the league just because of how friendly the confines are and how great the stadium is. It's high tech, it's the nearest stadium in the league. There's not a bad seat in the house. I cannot wait to come next year and watch a game there. I'll come 2020. You know, we're going to see what the other coaches do. If Pep Hamilton could win the East if he's a good coach. We don't know anybody can win the East. We don't know who the other coaches is yet. And I will break them down by division and everything, too. But you can't tell me that, you know, he don't have an advantage working with some of the best quarterbacks ever, like Andrew Luck, and we're having pro in college experience. Do I think he's a better coach than Jim Zorn? Yeah, I do. And I'm going to make a poll about that. I'm going to include Bob Stoops because everybody's going to pick Bob Stoops. At some point, I'm going to make a poll about, hey, other than Bob Stoops, who do you think is the best coach in the league? And I think Pep Hamilton might get some votes just because the pedigree is there. Just cancel out Michigan and all that stuff. Because that whole program under Harbaugh is kind of, anyway, it's about leadership. this man has been where, like I said, he's been a bridesmaid, but never a bride. Now he's the bride. He gets to build his own team. He gets to be the head coach. He gets that chance. Let's see what he does with it some next year. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week to talk about the Seattle coach. Hopefully, probably Jim Zorn. We'll talk about it then. Check out XFLboard.com. Go to XFL2K.com to order your Dallas Cow t-shirts. And check out his YouTube page Monday for the pre-show for the Seattle XFL coach announcement. I would be on it, but I got to work. I've been a respiratory therapist. It's kind of a full-time job. This is my hobby. Thanks for the support. Check me out on @XFLPodcast on Twitter and Facebook. Leave your reviews. Listen to me on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts for people to listen to that. Pocket Cast. Anyway, you can get podcast at, come here and leave your review and just let me know how I'm doing. Anything I can work on, let me know. I had a guy tell me before that I could be a little bit louder. So if you have any criticism, let me know. This is a friendly podcast. I'm free. I'm never going to have a Patreon or anything. I'm going to charge you for extra content. I'm here for y'all. I'm the podcast for the people, by the people. Have a good night. And put a little pepper in there.